Today's daf is Yuma Daf Mem Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo ben Sarah Liza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Rechama, Miriam bas Sarah Dina, Menachem Mendel ben Yehuda Schaya, Avram Menachem ben Leah Edel, Yaakov ben Gittel, and Rachel bas Fega. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol L'chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Specifically, we have a long Mishnah that's going to tell a lot of information as it relates to the Avodah. Zok the Mishnah, Shachtoi. So we're up to the point where the Kohen Gadol, all the Avodahs being done by the Kohen Gadol, shechted his par. So one of the special karbonos that we've seen a little bit about that was brought in Yom Kippur was that the Kohen Gadol had to bring his own personal par. He said vidui on the par twice. We saw the very last Gemara before the Mishnah that the nusach of the vidui the first time and the second time were not exactly the same. But at the end of the day, this par was a garban, which meant it required shechita and kabbalah and halacha and zrika. So we're up to the point where the Kohen Gadol was misvada. He said vidui. He confessed over this par twice. He's ready to shecht. It's like the Mishnah shechtoi. The Kohen Gadol did the shechita v'kibol v'mizrakas damoi, and then he did the kabbalah v'noisnoi l'mishahu memaris. So ordinarily, after the kabbalah, you do halacha, you walk the dam to the mizbeach, and then you do a zrika. But the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol wasn't ready yet to do the zrika, so there was going to be an interruption in the avodah of the par, which meant that even though there was a shechita and a kabbalah, we're going to have to put the dam to the side, do something, and then only afterwards will we be able to do a zrika. Now that posed a little bit of a challenge, because if you leave dam lying around, it's going to congeal, it's going to harden, which is going to make it challenging to do a zrika. So after the shechita and the kabbalah, because the dam was going to lie around a little bit, the noisnoi l'mishahu memaris, the Kohen Gadol had to take the dam, and he had to give it to someone whose job it was going to be to stir the blood. He was going to mish the blood. Now, he had a very specific place where he had to stand. Al haroivid haravi shebehechel. Rashi says this was the fourth row of tiles in the Heichel. We'll see exactly what that means in a moment. Kadesh lo yikrish, and the reason is so the dam shouldn't congeal. Not al machta. So the Kohen Gadol did the shechita, the kabbalah. He's not ready to do this rika, so he takes the dam and he hands it over to his gabbai, to this kohen that's going to be memaris. What is the Kohen Gadol going to do? He's going to get involved now with the Ketores. So he took a machta, he took a shov of all the Rosh HaMizbeach, and he walked up to the top of the Mizbeach. This is the Mizbeach Achitza, and this is in the Azara. Upina gecholam elach ve'elach, and he started moving the coals this way and that way. That is a discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly this means, but one shot is he looked for a really good burnt Gecholim, and he took that in his shovel. The Yorad, he then descended down the Mizbeach, v'hinichal o'roivet ha-ravi shabazara, and he put it again on the roivet ha-ravi, but this time in the Azara. So the first roivet ha-ravi was shabahechol. Now the Mishnah says, al roivet ha-ravi shabazara. Chol yoyim says the Mishnah, every day, ha-yuchayse b'shal kesev, u-ma'ara b'toich shalzav. When the Kohen, not the Kohen Gadol, but on an ordinary day, when the Kohen would take the Ketores, so he would need to have a shovel full of coals. He would use two different shovels. So he would be chaisa, meaning he would shovel with a silver shovel, umaara, then he would mix it, betoich shalzav, into a shovel made of gold. V'hayoyim, but on Yom Kippur, chaisa b'shalzav, u'baha yamachnes. There weren't two shovels, it was only one, and the one shovel was made of gold. B'chol yoyim, chaisa b'shalzav, arbas kabin. Every day when the kohen would shovel the coals, he would use a shovel that was four kabin, umaara, letoich shalishas kabin, and he would pour it into a shovel that was three kabin. V'hayoyim, and today, chaisa b'shalishas kabin, u'baha yamachnes. Again, it was only one shovel, not two. It was made of gold, and it was three kap. Every day, when he was chayso, when he shoveled, it was a saw. So really, the machloikis, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi is regarding the size of the shovel every single day. Every day the shovel was heavy, today was lighter. Every day he had a shorter handle, today he had a longer handle. The gold ordinarily was a greener gold. Today was more of a red gold. Every day the k'tiris was brought twice. So there was one shear of k'tiris. Part of it was brought in the morning, and part of it was brought bein arbayim, just like the tamid was brought by boiker bein arbayim, just like the menchas chavitim was brought by boiker bein arbayim. The k'tiris was also one of the avodas that was brought twice, pras b'shachris upras bein arbayim. Now, yoiv on Yom Kippur, moisim leichafta. On Yom Kippur, there was a special k'tiris, and that k'tiris had a shear of meleichafnov, two handfuls of keteiros. Every day when the keteiros was ground, it had to be daka. It had to be fine. But today it had to be daka min hadaka. Every day when the kohanim would ascend the ramp of the mizbeach, they would go up closer to the east, and they would come down closer to the west. But today, the Kohen Gadol, when he walked up the Mizbech, he went in the middle. When he came down in the says, whenever the Kohen Gadol would walk up the Mizbech, meaning not only on Yom Kippur, but whenever the Kohen Gadol was walking up the ramp, he would always go up Be'emtza, he would come down Be'emtza. Every day when the Kohen Gadol, before he did the Avodah, so he had to be Mekadosh Yodah V'Raglam and Akir. Anyone doing the Avodah had to be Mekadosh Yodav Raglam and Akir, so they would do it from the Kir, right? Yom Kadosh Yodav Raglam and Akir from the Kir. V'hayoy, but on Yom Kippur, min ha-kitoin shalzov. He didn't use the Kir, but rather he had a special kitoin, a special jug. It was made of gold. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo'oylam kohen gadol mekadosh yodav raglav min ha-kitoin shalzov. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda that we had a moment ago, that this special chashivos that the kohen gadol had was not exclusive to Yom Kippur, but every day that the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah, he would use a Kitain Shalzov. Just like Rabbi Yehuda said, every day that the Kohen Gadol would walk up and down the ramp of the Mizbeach, he would be Oyla Be'emtza V'Yoyer Be'emtza. So too, every time the Kohen Gadol was Mekadosh Yadav V'Raglav, in contrast to an ordinary Kohen who did it from the Kir, he would do it from the Kitain Shalzov. B'chol Yom Hayusham Arba Marachos. Every day, the Mizbeach had four Marachos. Four fires. V'hayoyim, on Yom Kippur, Chomesh. Divirameh. Rabbi Yosef said, b'chol yom sholesh. Every day there were three. V'hayoyim arba, today there were four. Rabbi Huda said, b'chol yom shtayim. Every day there was two. V'hayoyim sholesh, today there was three. A lot of information in the Mishnah, as we mentioned. Some of the information relates to the Seder Avodah on Yom Kippur. The majority of the Mishnah actually compares and contrasts some nuances that the differentiated between the tzura of the avoida on an ordinary day and the tzura of the avoida on Yom Kippur. There will be a lot of Gemara to explain this very lengthy Mishnah, but the Gemara begins a little bit off topic, a little bit with a digression related to a sugya that we've spoken about in the Raid Bites, and that is, just to speak it out, Baal Peh first. It says in the Torah, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh ba'oyo moyed, b'voyoy l'chaper ba'kodesh ad seisoy, v'chiper ba'adoy uva'ad beisoy uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Now this pasuk is in Parashas Achrimos. It's the Sefer Vayikra. It's Perek Tez Zayin, pasuk Yod Zayin. The context is the Avodah on Yom Kippur. The Avodah on Yom Kippur is mentioned in Parashas Achrimos, Vayikra Perek Tez Zayin. That's the source. And amongst the many psukim, the 30 plus psukim that the Torah uses to describe the Avodah, it says, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh ba'yol mayeh, b'voyoy l'chaper ba'kodesh va'ad seisoy. Nobody was allowed to be in the oil mayeh when the Kohen Gadol came l'chaper ba'kodesh ad seisoy, which in its most simple translation means that when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when the Kohen Gadol went lefnai v'lefnim, there wasn't allowed to be anybody in the Oyel Moed. There wasn't allowed to be anybody in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There wasn't allowed to be anybody even in the Heichal. Nobody was allowed to be ba'oyel moed in the inside part of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, it's going to be very important. We know this, but it's kedai dechazer. And when you look at the tzura of the Beis HaMikdash, so you had the azara, that was the courtyard. Most of the activity happened in the courtyard. That's where the shechitas and the kabbalas and the lochas and the zrikas, that's where all the haktaras took place. That's where you had the big mizbeach with the ram. That's where you had the kir. That's where there were kehanim, there were yisraelim that were allowed to be in the azara. That's where the levium, where beshiram, where vizimram, that all took place in the azara. But then there was the part of the Beis HaMikdash that was indoors. You had the ulam, That was a proizdar, that was a corridor that entered into a heichal. The heichal had in it the mizbeach apnimi, it had the menorah, it had the shulchan. And the back, the western side of the heichal, the far end, was the kodesh hakodashim. So when the Torah describes the oyel moyed, what it's referring to is what we know in the Beis HaMikdash as the heichal and as the kodesh hakodashim. So the heichal and the kodesh hakodashim are in biblical language, meaning, and in Mishkan terms, what's the oyel moyed? So the pasuk says, v'chol adam lo yeh b'oyel moyed. It could be in the Azara, you just couldn't be in the Heichal. When? B'voyeh l'chaper b'kodesh v'atzeisa. Now we've spoken about this a lot, as we mentioned the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that not only wasn't a person allowed to be in the oyel moyed, but even a malach wasn't allowed to be in the oyel moyed. Because the malach is d'mus p'neim p'nei adam, and even though traditionally, when you see the word Adam in the Torah, you don't think Malach. But there's a riboy that says that when it says v'chol adam lo yeh b'oyel moyed, it doesn't only mean a person, but it means a malach as well. What we're about to see now, which will come across as a chiddush, is that this halacha of v'chol adam lo yeh b'oyel moyed was not exclusive to Yom Kippur. Meaning, even though it's in the parasha of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, even though it's in Achrei Mos, Vayikra Perek Tazayin, which is Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. But this halacha of v'chol adam lo yeh b'oyel moyed, the Gemara is going to learn it now from a drasha, was not exclusive to the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Not just that, we're going to see that it wasn't exclusive to Avodah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, it's almost six of one, half a dozen of another. Because if it's not exclusive to Yom Kippur, it can't be exclusive to the Avodah on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the only time there was Avodah on the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on Yom Kippur. So once we expand this law to beyond Yom Kippur, by definition, we're expanding it to Avodahs that took place beyond the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And really, what's going to emerge, albeit with a whole sugya, but what's going to emerge is that any time the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen did the Avodah in the Heichal, there was a halacha of v'chol adam lo yeh b'oyel moyed. There wasn't allowed to be anybody there. Either way, what does it have to do with our sugya? Our Mishnah said nothing about v'chol adam lo yeh b'oyel moyed. There was a lot of information regarding the Avodah on Yom Kippur and comparing and contrasting different nekudos of the Beis HaMikdash and the Avodah between Yom Kippur and between the rest of the year. So the Gemara is going to begin with a diyuk. Because the Mishnah said, Shachte v'kibel b'mizrach hazdamai, after the Kohen Gadol did the Shechit and the Kabbalah, with his par, he had the dam, but he wasn't ready to do the Zerika, because there was something that had to interrupt the avoid of the par Yom Kippur. At the same time, he can't just put the dam down and get back to it, because it's going to congeal. You won't be able to do a Zerika. So the Mishnah said, Nois noy l'mishu memaris, boy, ala roivid harevi shebehecha. He gave it to someone, and this person stood al haroivid harevi shebehechel. That's where he was. Kedesha lo yikresh. Freik de Gemara. How could that person have been al haroivid harevi shebehechel? It sounds like he was in the hechel. V'oksiv v'chol adam lo yiyah b'oyel moyed. I thought nobody's allowed to be in the oyel moyed. Now you're going to say, what's the problem? What is the Kohen Gadol doing right now that would trigger the halacha of v'chol adam lo yiyah b'oyel moyed? We said v'chol adam lo yiyah b'oyel moyed means that the Kohen Gadol is doing an avoida in the Heichal, or he's doing avoida in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's not really doing any of those avoidas. So Rashi says, the pshat in the Gemara's kasha is because what is the Kohen Gadol about to do? He's about to go take the Ketores. So he's about to get involved in the Ketores. Now the Ketores involved taking coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which was in the Azara, but then walking it into the Heichal and ultimately into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you're going to have the person stand in the Heichal. It's not a good time to stand in the Heichal. He's going to have to move in a few minutes. Because v'chol adam lo yiyah b'oyel moyed, the Kohen Gadol is about to enter. So l'chayra, how could this person have been standing al ha'roivid ha'revi shebeheichal? Kedesh lo yikrosh. The Gemara has no problem with the concept of the Mishnah. Give it to a person, let him stir it until the Kohen Gadol is ready to do the Zrika. The problem is, he's in the Heichal. What happened to v'chol adam lo yiyah b'oyel moyed? Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Tani, you have to tweak the lashon of the Mishnah. Not al ha'roivid ha'revi shebeheichal, but rather al ha'roivid ha'revi shel heichal. What's the difference? The difference is we don't mean the fourth row inside the Heichal, but rather we're referring to the Azara, and you're four rows away from the entrance to the Heichal. That's what the Mishnah means. Ayin Rashi. So Tani Shal Heichal, but Anachanami, the person wasn't standing in the Heichal, the person was standing in the Azara. So we just mentioned V'chal Adam La'yir Ba'ayomayid. We're going to have a whole daf that's going to talk about it. Tani Rabbanu V'chal Adam La'yir Ba'ayomayid. So it says in the Torah that a person was not allowed to be in the Ayomayid. Yachal for the Azara. I would think that not only can this person not be in the Ayomayid, he can't be in the Azara either. Tamad La'yir Ba'ayomayid. It says Ba'ayomayid. Ayomayid means Ayomayid. It doesn't mean the Azara. If somebody wants to be in the Azara, that's fine. Eliel Ba'ayomayid should be Midbar. You would think that this halach is only true regarding the Ayomayid in the Midbar. Shiloi ubeisai lamim minayin. How do you know when the Mishkan was in Shiloi for 300 plus years, or the Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, how do you know that this law applied as well? Now, Tosfos is very bothered. What would be the Havamin? Where do you ever find such a halacha? Where you have a pasuk in Parshas Truma, the Tzavik, he sees of Ayakab Akudei, or in this case, Achre Mois, and we have a Havamin, and then maybe it's only true for the Mishkan that was in the Midbar, maybe it's not true for all the other forms of Mishkan and Batei Mikdash that we've had over the years. But either way, that's the Gemara's Kasha Talmud. It says, Bakoidesh. And from Bakoidesh we learn that this halacha is true not only for the Mishkan, but it's true for Mishkan Shiloh, and it's true for the Beis HaMikdash. Based on the pasuk, you would have thought that maybe the only time this is true is that at the time that the Kohen Gadol was makdir the Ketores. However, b'shas matan domim minayin. How do you know that this halacha is true? Even for when the Kohen Gadol was doing the hazaos, even when he was doing the zrikos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Talmud Loimar, it says, b'voyoy l'chaper. And from b'voyoy l'chaper, we learn that it doesn't only mean when he did the Ketores, but it's true even for the time that he did the zrikos. I would think, maybe, that the only time this Isser applies is for the time that the Kohen Gadol was entering. Meaning, as he was entering, maybe that's when it's a problem. It says, bevoyoy l'chaper, as he was entering. So maybe at that point, v'chaladam liya b'yamayit. But once he already walked in, and the Kohen Gadol settles in a little bit, so maybe now somebody can walk in. It says, ad seisoy, and we learn from there that the halacha is that not only is no one allowed to be there at the time that the Kohen Gadol enters, but once the Kohen Gadol enters, anybody that's there would have to leave. It says, v'chiper badu ba'beisoy u'ba'ad kol kahal Yisrael. That's the end of the pasuk. We learn from here, kaparos l'koydemes l'kabaros beisoy, that referring to the vidui that the Kohen Gadol used to say. So first he would say vidui for him and his family's averus, and then afterwards he would be kaparas beisoy kodemes l'kabaros achiv. Then he would say vidui for the other koyhanim, for kaparas achiv ha'koyhanim, kodemes l'kabaros kol kahal Yisrael, and then he finally would say vidui and the rest of Bnei Yisrael, and that's something that would happen later at the time of the Sar Mishtalech. So the end of the Braisa picks up really on a completely different point. But as it relates to the focus of the sugya, v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'oyom moyeh b'voyoy l'chaper ba'koydesh at seisoy, we learn a kitzer shulchan aruch of laws as it relates to this halach. Number one, it's only true in the oyom moyeh, it's not true in the azara. Number two, even though the pasuk is talking about the Ayom Moed, which was the Mishkan, but really it's true for Mishkan Shiloh, which was in Eretz Yisrael, and it was true for the Beis HaMikdash as well, even though it sounds a little bit like maybe this halacha is only true for the Ketores, meaning at the time of the Ketores. No, it's true even for the Shas Matan Damim. Additionally, it's not only B'Knisas, it's not only when the Kohen Gadol entered that no one's allowed to be there. B'Yitziyasnoi, this halacha is going to be true as well. So the Gemara says that from everything that the Braisa just discussed, in terms of all the different halachas we're extrapolating from the nuances in this pasuk, there's one shakla v'tayr that the Gemara is a little perplexed by. Amamar, we said in the Braisa, in liyelo v'shas haktara, my mashma. What was the havamina of the Tana that it sounds like from the pasuk that v'chal adam la'yiyah ba'oyol mayeh, b'voyol l'chaper ba'koydesh atzeisai, is discussing dafka the time that the Kohen Gadol brought the Ketores? Echateisi. Where do you see that? And if you look at the more broad context of the pasuk, the previous psukim discussed the ketores. It also discussed the different karbonis that the Kohen Gadol used to bring. So mehecha tesi, meaning what was the havamina? Lefiyem, it's not true. But the question is, there was a havamina. I would have thought in the yellow b'shas haktara, fake the gemara, my mashma, in the vernacular, mehecha tesi. Like, what was that havamina? Where did the Chazal see in the Pasuk some sort of suggestion that maybe what the Pasuk is referring to is Dafka v'Ketoyra. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, V'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, V'chein Amar Rabbi Lazar. All the Amar Ram said this. Rava said it, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said it, Rabbi Lazar said it, that the Hamamin of the Tana was coming from the following Pasuk. Amar Krof, because the end of the Pasuk says, V'chiber Badoi, U'ba'ad Beisoi, U'ba'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. It's mashma a little bit that the Pasuk is referring to an Avodah that's mechaper equally for everybody, for the Kohen Gadol and for his brothers and for Kol Kal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, is that what Kapar Shavu the base of Achav Akoyan L'Chol Kal Yisrael? What's the one Avodah that's mechaper equally for all of them? Heavy Oymezak Toras HaKetoyres. That's the Ketoyres, because as relates to the Karbonos, the par that the Kohen Gadol brought was mechaper for him and it was mechaper for Achav Akoyanim. This Sar Lashem was mechaper for the rest of the Bnei Yisrael. So this is an Avodah that was mechaper and it was mechaper for everybody equally. And from the pasuk, it's a little mashman that that's what we're referring to. And that was the Hamamina. I mean, that's what we needed a drasha to know that the Chaladim Liyaboyamite is not talking exclusively about the Ketoyres. Okay, the Gemara, the Ketoyres mechaperes? Interesting question. Is the Ketoyres even mechaper? The Gemara says, yeah, the Ketoyres on Yom Kippur was mechaper. The Tani Reb Chananya, said, Lamad, the Ketoyres mechaperes. We know the Ketoyres is mechaper. Shanim Avayitin is a Ketoyres. Vayichaper Aloam. So the context is Parshas Korach. And this is discussing after the whole story with Korach. The Yidden were upset. They started complaining about what happened. That here, all these people died. And it was a very big deal. And because of the complaining of the Yidden, Hashem sent the Magefa, and how did the Magefa end? Moshe Rabbeinu knew what to do. This was the gift that the Gemara says that the Malach HaMavis gave him when he went up to be Mekabel the Torah. Af Malach HaMavis Masalei Matano. This was the Matan he gave him. He knew that the Torah is able to stop the Magefa. But the point is, Vayitein Esak Torah, as the Pasuk says, Vayichaper Alo'am. So by bringing the Ketoyres, the Amgat Kaparo. So you see clearly Ketoyres is Mechaper. By the way, the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they used to say, Amak Ketoyres Mechaper. What's the Ketoyres Mechaper for? A Loshen Hara. It's Mechaper for Loshen Hara. Yavoy Dover Shebechashoy, V'yechaper Al Maiso Chashoy. Yom Kippur is the Avoida, the Ketoyres that was brought in the Kodesh HaKadosh was Bechashoy. And Lashon Hara is something that's also done b'chashoy. People whisper behind other people's back. And the Ketoyres on Yom Kippur came to be mechaper for the chet of Lashon Hara. Chafetz Chaim, of course, Kiyadua, is very on top of this Gemara in his farm. He says, the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. He went lefnai v'lefnim. It's Yom Kippur. He's bringing the Ketoyres, ki ba'ana neira, like a pirus, and all the mysticism. What was it about? It was about Lashon Hara. That's what it was about. Yavoy Dover Shebechashoy V'yechaper Al Maisa Chashoy. So we're going to talk a lot more about the Ketoyres in the next parak. There's a lot to talk about. Raid that we left on the table from earlier in the Masechta. But for now, we have a little bit of an intense Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah over there. There, always is someplace else. In this case, it's the first parak in Masechta's Kalim, Mishnah Tes. Now the context of the first parak of Masechtas Kalim, or the very end of the first parak of Masechtas Kalim anyways, is the Mishnah discusses Eser Kedushos Hein. There are 10 levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRatzos, Ayores HaMukafes Chomei Mekudeshes Me'eretz Yisrael, and you have another level until you finally get to the Kodesh HaKadosh, and that's the highest level of Kedusha. Within those Mishnayos that discuss the 10 levels of Kedusha, one of the levels is Bein Ha'ulam V'Lamizbeach. So the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that was the Azara, but you're on the other side of the Mizbeach, where there's nothing between you right now and the Ulam, which is how you got into the Heichal and ultimately into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So now is a special Shlav. It was a special level as far as Kedusha goes. And there's a discussion amongst the Tanaim as to the exact nature of that level of Kedusha. So who can't go Beinu Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach? What can and cannot be done Beinu Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach? That's the last Mishnah in the first parak of Masechtas Kalim. The very, very last line, it's Rabbi Yossi talking. Omer Rabbi Yossi, B'chamisha Dvarim, Bein Ha'ulam Ulam Mizbeach Shav LaHeichel. There's five ways that the area Bein Ulam Ulam Mizbeach is equivalent to the Heichel. Meaning you would think the Heichel has more Kedusha than the area Bein Ulam Ulam Mizbeach. But Rabbi Yossi said there's five ways in which they're equal. Number one, She'im Bali Mumen U'priye Roish V'shtuye Yayin V'shalei Rochaz Yedayim V'agdayim Nechnasim Sham. That's number one. That's number one, two, three, and four. So someone that's a Bal Mum is not allowed to walk into the Heichel. He can't go Bein Ulam Ulam Mizbeach. Someone that didn't take a haircut can't go into the Heichel. He also can't go Bein Ulam Ulam Mizbeach. Someone that's under the influence, he's intoxicated, he's inebriated, can't walk into the Heichel, he can't go Bein Ulam Mizbeach. And Shalei Somebody that didn't wash his hand or his feet by the kiyah, same aloch. He couldn't go to the heichel. He couldn't go made ulam on the lib's back. Finally, what's the fifth thing? That's what we need for our sugya. Uparshim ibeino ulam on the mizbeach b'shas haktara. At the time of haktara, you had to go away from the area ibeino ulam on the mizbeach, just like you had to go away from the heichel. What's the rest of the story? Our sugya, v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'ayol mayeh. But ba'ayol mayeh means the ayol mayeh, it doesn't mean the azara. Bein ha'ulam al mizbeach is technically the azara. Stating that, Rabbi Yossi said that bein ha'ulam al mizbeach is shavah to the heichal in five ways. The fifth way is the sugya that we're learning right now. U'parshin, you have to separate mi bein ha'ulam al mizbeach at the time of the haktara. Amar Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Loza commented on that line of Rabbi Yossi, the very last line of the first parak of Masechtas Kehillah. And he said, quote, Lo yishonu ela b'shas haktara dehecha. This that Rabbi Yossi equated the area bein ulam l'mizbeach to the hechel with regards to the iser of b'chal adam liya b'yomayid, he was referring to the shas haktara of the hechel. Ava b'shas haktara de lefnai v'lefnim, but as it relates to the keteres of lefnai v'lefnim, mehechel parashi, mebein ulam v'lemizbeach loy parashi. You'd have to separate from the hechel, but you would not have to separate from the area that's bein ulam v'lemizbeach. So Rabbi Loznar, number one, qualified Rabbi Yossi's statement. Number two, said something that at first glance sounds a little bit counterintuitive. He qualified the statement. Rabbi Yossi said, u'parshin mebein ulam v'lemizbeach b'shas haktara. At the time of the haktara, which means the time of the Keteris, there was no other Keteris that was done in the Heichel. So at the time of the Keteris, you had to separate from the Ira Bein Olam Mizbech. Kumtz again, the Amoyer Rabbi Lazar. Mefarish Tzayin, the Tana Rabbi Yossi. And he said, you know which Keteris Rabbi Yossi was referring to? He was referring to the Keteris that was done in the Heichel. The Keteris that was born in the Heichel, that was the Keteris that was born every single day. Pras B'Shachris or Pras Bein Arbayin. Then you have to go away Bein Olam Mizbech, not just from the Heichel. But as it relates to the Keteris that was brought Lefnai B'Lefnim, that was brought one day a year under Yom HaKodesh, that's fine. You want to be Ben Ulam Mizbech? That's okay. Rabbi Yossi was never referring to that. Now, it's a little counterintuitive. You would think the Keteris that was born in Yom Kippur, that's gewalt. That you can't be in the Heichel. You can't even be Ben Ulam Mizbech. You better stay really far away. The Keteris that was born every day, no, right? That's what you would think. But Rabbi Lazar is saying just the opposite. And Rashi explains Rabbi Lazar. Rashi says, the Sfar is Pasha. The Sfar is that you have to be a certain distance away from where the Avoid is taking place. So when the Avoid happened in the Heichel, it's not enough to not be in the Heichel. You also can't be made Ulam L'Mizbech. We want you to be further back a little bit. However, when the Avodah was taking place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then simply not being in the Heichel, even if you're going to be made Ulam L'Mizbech, there's enough distance between you and the Avodah, and that's why it's going to be okay. So we're not necessarily comparing and contrasting the Chashivas of the two Avodahs. Nobody's saying that the Keteris that was born every day was more Chashiv than the Keteris on Yom Kippur. That's not what this is about. It's a practical thing. How far are you away from the Avodah? If the Avodah is being done in the Heichel, so you have to back up a little bit. So you can't even be Bein Ulam V'Lemizbech. If the Avodah is being done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that's fine. Simply being in the Azara, even if you're Bein Ulam V'Lemizbech, that's going to be okay. So that was Rabbi Yossi's statement and Rabbi Loza's statement. Masif Rav Ada Bar Rahava. Rav Ada Bar Rahava asked the Kasha. I'm going to go Kadi. Some say that we don't know who asked the Kasha. Regardless, the Kasha is going to be from a Braisa where Rabbi Yossi himself is talking, and Rabbi Yossi was mefarish what he said in the Mishnah. Now, just as a hakdama, the Gemara often asks questions from braises that are not so straightforward. Meaning, when the Gemara has a kasha from a braise, where it's mefurish in the braise, not like what an amir said, or not like something we saw in a mishnah, so then the sugi is usually a little bit easier. But sometimes the Gemara doesn't have a mefurish or braise, but the Gemara has a braise that it's really having a hard time understanding, and the Gemara attempts to interpret it in a way that maybe contradicts what the Gemara just said, and then the Gemara's daichin in a bunch of different ways. Our sugi is going to be the latter. So the Gemara is going to bring a braisa. There's going to be nothing mefurish in the braisa that contradicts what Rabbi Loza said, but something's going to be bothering the Gemara, as we'll see. And the Gemara is going to think, b'muscho rishon, maybe the interpretation of the braisa draws a conclusion that's not like Rabbi Loza. Hence, we're going to have a little bit of a sugya that's going to be malavas until pretty much the end of the daf. But the point is, again, Rabbi Yossi said that just like the chal adam layir b'yomayit, so too beino ulam v'lam izbeach, when b'shas haktara, meaning b'shas the ktaris, because there is no other haktara that happened in the Heichel, all the haktaris of the karbonos happened on the mizbeach achitzen. Rabbi Loza qualified, he said, it's only true for the ktaris of the Heichel, the ktaris of every day. The ktaris of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is so far removed from the Azara, you could be beino ulam v'lamizbeach. So the kasha that the Gemara is about to ask is on Rabbi Loza's qualification of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi himself was marchiv a little bit on his shita in a brayse. He said, "Shem tupash ben ulam v'lam isbeach." Bishas haktara, just like you have to be Polish from the area, ben ulam v'lam isbeach. Bishas haktara. That's Rabbi Yosi's chiddush, right? Kishem sheparshem ibein ulam v'lam isbeach bishas haktara. Really, it says in the Torah v'chol adam liya bayomai. But this is Rabbi Yosi l'shitasai. In the end of the first parak of Masechtas Kelim, who holds that you have to be Parish mibeino ulam v'lam izbeach as well. So he said, kach parshim b'shas matan par koyin Moshiach, upar helam davash al tzibur, usirei avodes kechavim. So too, at the time that the koyin was doing the zrikis with the par koyin Moshiach, the par helam davash al tzibur, and the sirei avodes kechavim, he had the same halacha that nobody was allowed to be b'ino ulam v'lam izbeach. Now, we don't have to go into the detail and the description of what these three karbanos are. Rashi does, Ayin Jump, but it's not necessary. What we need to know is one thing, that these were three karbanos that had nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Hatzad HaShavah Shedem, the common denominator of these three karbanos, were that the zrikas were done inside the Heichel. So essentially what Rabbi Yossi was saying is, in the Braisa, was just like I said in the Mishnah, that the Chaladam Liyah Bayomayit means even Beinu Ulam Bulam Mizbeach, but in the Mishnah I said B'Shas HaKtaro, the same is going to be true with regards to the zrikas that were done in the Heichel. But Rabbi Yossi continued. He said, okay, so if that's the case, so what maila does the Heichel have over the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Meaning, is there any difference between the Heichel and between the area of Beinu Ulam V'lam Mizbeach as it relates to this halacha of a chol adam la'ir bayomai? Right, let's not take that line out of context. We're talking in this sugya. What maila does the Heichel have Beinu Ulam V'lam Mizbeach? Ordinarily, the Heichel has a maila of a chol adam la'ir bayomai. But now the Rabbi Yossi said that it's true even Beinu Ulam V'lam Mizbeach. And it's not only true for the Ketores, it's even true for the Zrikos. So basically, any avodah that you're doing inside, you're not allowed to be in the Heichel for, and you're also not allowed to be Beinu Ulam V'lam Mizbeach. So what difference then is there? Hamam Maile Yesh Beinu Heichel V'Beinu Ulam V'lam Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yossi said, and this is the ambiguous part of the Braisa. He said, Shebe Heichel Parshim Bein B'Shas HaKtara Bein Shalei B'Shas HaKtara. If you, there's a... as it relates to the Heichel, you have to be away whether there's Akhtara taking place or whether there's no Akhtara taking place. But as it relates to the Irbein Ulam Lamizbech, in Parshin El B'Shas Akhtara, you only have to go away B'Shas Akhtara. So Rabbi Yossi said there must be some Chumrah that the Heichel has over Bein Ulam Lamizbech, even with regards to this Halacha. So he said, yeah, there is a Chumrah, and I'm going to tell you what the Chumrah is. The Chumrah is that as it relates to the Heichel, you have to be Parish not only B'Shas Akhtara, but even Shaloi B'Shas Akhtara. You only have to be Purish B'Shas HaKtar. So that's what the Chumrah is. Heichel, you even have to be Purish Shalei B'Shas HaKtar. As opposed to Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, you don't have to be Purish Shalei B'Shas HaKtar. Now, what does Shalei B'Shas HaKtar mean? That's the difference now, right? That's where the sugya is. The difference between the Heichel and Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach is, do I have to be Purish Shalei B'Shas HaKtar? So Pasha, you would think, Shalei B'Shas HaKtar means, I don't know, when there's nothing going on. So, the Heichel, the Chalodim Liyah Boy, I can never be in the Heichel. Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, that I could be. As long as it's not a Shas HaKtara, I could be there. But the Rishonim, Ayin Berit Fos says, Mefurish, that's not the case. Not true. There's no such halacha. It doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to the Heichel. I mean, you have to have a purpose. Otherwise, it's a Bia Reikonis. But there's no Isser V'Chal Adam Liyah Boy Amay, it's simply to be there. What then did Rabbi Yossi mean when he said Shalei V'Shas HaKtara? The Gemara understands, the Maksha. He must have meant, you're not doing HaKtara, you're doing a different avoida. Because again, if you're doing no avoida, why can't I be in the Heichel? So there's a kohen doing an avoida that's not called haktara. What is it? It must be zrika. Oh, so that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. So Rabbi Yossi, you want to know what the difference is between the Heichel and Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach? As it relates to the Heichel, then I'm not allowed to be there even b'shas zrika. As it relates to Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, I only can't be the b'shas haktara, but I can be there b'shas zrika. The problem is, if that's what Rabbi Yossi means, he contradicted himself from the Reish and the Seif of this Braisa. Because had Rabbi Yossi introduced the Braisa, he said, Kishem, just like there's a halacha, she parshim bein ulam v'lam mizbeach b'shas haktara, kach parshim b'shas matan par koyim Mashiach, upar helam dov v'shal tzibur, usiri avoy tzara. So Rabbi Yossi started off saying that just like you're not allowed to be bein ulam v'lam mizbeach b'shas haktara, you also can't be the b'shas zrika. Then he said, so what's the difference between the Heichel and the ulam v'lam mizbeach? Oh, the difference is, shaloi b'shas avoy. What does shaloi b'shas avoy to mean? B'shas zrika. B'shas zrika, I can't be in the Heichel, but I can be. So what's going on over here? If B'Shas Zrika, I can't be Bein Ulam Mizbeach, you just said a second ago, B'Shas Zrika, I can't be Bein Ulam Mizbeach. This is what's bothering the Gemara. Pasha B'Shan, how do you read the Braisa? So the Gemara says, you know what must be going on over here? My love, you know what the Teretz must be? B'Shas HaKtar D'Lefnai V'Lefnai. Rabbi Yossi's Shasak Torah and Shaloi B'Shasak Torah, where he says that is the difference between the Heichel and Ben Ulam L'Mizbech. Because even the Rabbi Yossi says, it's true even for the era Ben Ulam L'Mizbech. But there is a difference. The difference is Shaloi B'Shasak Torah. He was talking about Yom Kippur. And he was talking about Haktara that was Lefnai V'Lefnim. And he was talking about Matan Dam and Zrika. That's the Shaloi B'Shasak Torah that was also Lefnai V'Lefnim. And that's when he said, there's a chilek, that as it relates to the Heichel, you have to be added a Heichel if the Kohen Gadol is doing Haktar Lefnai V'Lefnim, or even if he's doing Zrika Lefnai V'Lefnim. As it relates to the area that's Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach, then if the Kohen Gadol is doing Haktar Lefnai V'Lefnim, it's a problem. But Shaloi V'Shas Haktar, if he's simply doing Zrika, then it's not going to be a problem. Now, what's the difference between the Yom Kippur Avodah and the regular Avodah? We said what the difference is. The difference is you're further away. So there's more of a Svara that you can be making. But that's the point. Rabbi Yossi in the Reisha said, Shaloi B'Shas Haktar B'Shas Zrika, you have to be away even Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach. Yeah, that's who was talking about Par Koyim Mashiach, Par Helm David Shal Tzibur, Siri Avodah Zara. These are non-Yom Kippur Karbonis. These are Karbonis that have Matan Damim inside, but in the Heichel, not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he said, you are allowed to be Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach, Shaloi B'Shas Haktar, he was referring to the Zrikas that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If that's the case, we have a checkmate kasha on Rabbi Loza. Why? Because Rabbi Loza said that this that Rabbi Yossi said, that you have to be away. That's only the Ketoris that was born in the Heichel, but not the Ketoris that was brought Lefnai V'Lefnim. L'chur, the way we're coming out now in Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, it's Mefurish not the way, because Rabbi Yossi is essentially saying that the difference between the Heichel and the area Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach is Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach, you have to go away B'Shas the Ketoris of Yom Kippur, as opposed to the Heichel, you even have to go away B'Shas the Zrikas of Yom Kippur. Abahamiya, what do you see from here? That B'Shas the Ketoris of Lefnai V'Lefnim, you are not allowed to be Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach, which is exactly not like the way Rabbi Loza explained Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks this question in one line. My love, B'Shas Haktara D'Lefnai V'Lefnim? Isn't that what Haktara and Shaloi B'Shas Haktara means? And if that's the case, we have a kash from Rabbi Loza. The Gemara says, lie. That's not what it means. B'Shas Haktara means B'Shas Haktara D'Heichel. It's only B'Shas Haktara D'Heichel that you have to go away, maybe from the area Bein Ulam V'Lemizbeach, which is what Rabbi Loza said, but B'Shas Haktara of Lefnai V'Lefnim, maybe there is no halacha that says that you have to go away from Bein Ulam V'Lemizbeach. So if that's the case, so it comes out, that if you're going to ask the question, what's the maila between the Heichel and the area Bein Ulam V'Lemizbeach? So you have a very easy maila. The maila would be with regards to the Ketoris on Yom Kippur. The Ketoris on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to be in the Heichel, but you are allowed to be Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach. Now, when Rabbi Yossi himself asked the question in the Braisa, what did he say the difference is? He said the difference is Shaloi B'Shas Haktara. That's what the difference is. Shaloi B'Shas Haktara is a Zrika. It has to be the Zrika of Yom Kippur. But if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Loza is gerecht, that there's a difference between the Ketoris on Yom Kippur and the Ketoris the whole year as it relates to Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach. So why didn't Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, when he was discussing the Milo of Yom Kippur over the rest, when he was discussing the Milo of the Heichel over Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach, mention that as a Milo as well? Why didn't he only mention the Zrika of Lefnai V'Lefnin? He should have also mentioned the Ketoris, meaning Ihachi, Ha Ma Milo V'Suloi. Why didn't he say Ha'ika Ha'Milo? Why didn't he mention this Milo? As it relates to the Heichel, you have to go away. It doesn't matter if it's the Ketoris of the Heichel, the Ketoris of Lefnai V'Lefnin. But as it relates to the Ben Ulam V'Lemizbeach, there you don't have to go away when it's the Ketoris and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Elo, you have to say Elo B'Shas HaKetoris the Heichel. The only time you have to go is B'Shas HaKetoris the Heichel. So the Gemara says Mamon Avshach. If Rabbi Yossi in the Sefer meant mefurish that you're not allowed to be Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach at the time of the Ketoris of Lefnai V'Lefnim, then it's for sure Shver and Rabbi Loza. And if the Gemara didn't mean that, and Rabbi Loza is really right that you are allowed to be Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach at the time of the Ketoris of Lefnai V'Lefnim, then why did Rabbi Yossi say that? When Rabbi Yossi said, what's the Maila in the Heichel over the area Beino Ulam V'Lemizbeach, so he focused on the Zrikas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why did he mention the Ketoris of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if Rabbi Loza is right? So either way, L'chayr, the Gemara says we took two stabs at trying to understand this Braisa. And either way, it doesn't seem to shnim with Rabbi Loza. So the Gemara says there's a third way that we can learn the Braisa, and with the third way, we'll be able to reconcile even Rabbi Loza. Haketani, now usually Haketani means something completely different, but over here, Haketani means b'nichusa, a third suggestion of how you could understand what Rabbi Yossi meant in the Sefer of this Braisa. What he meant to say was, he was saying, what's the difference? What's the chumrah? What's the maila over the heichel versus the area bein ulam v'lamizbech as it relates to v'chaladim liyabayimayit? Again, this is Rabbi Yossi that holds bein ulam v'lamizbech is the same thing, and it's true even for the hazois. So what is the maila? So the maila is as follows. Shebe heichel parashim bein b'shas haktara bein b'shoy b'shas haktara. As it relates to the heichel, you have to go away b'shas haktara, and you have to go away shaloy b'shas haktara. Now, up until this point, what did shaloy b'shas haktara mean? We had always meant b'shas zrika. We said it doesn't mean b'shas nothing, because then there's no iser. So what it always meant was Zrika. See, the Zrika Ktara. This really nothing else. So that's what it always meant. But in this new pshat, it means something else. B'shas Ktara means the Shas Ktara of the Heichel. Shaloi B'shas Ktara is Shaloi B'shas Ktara the Heichel. Ela B'shas Ktara the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Rashi explains the methodology. We're talking about the Heichel. We're looking at the world. We're looking at the Isser B'chaladam Li'el Mayit from the perspective of the Heichel. So when we're talking about the Heichel, the Shas HaKtara is the Shas HaKtara of the Heichel, of this geographic location that we're discussing right now. The Shaloi B'Shas HaKtara is the HaKtara that doesn't happen in the Heichel. So again, Sheb the Heichel, this is what the Braisa means. You want to know what the Chumrah, what the Maila of the Heichel is over Beinu Uma Bel Mizbech is the Maila. As it relates to the Heichel itself, Parshin, you have to separate Bein B'Shas HaKtara, Bein Shaloi B'Shas HaKtara. It doesn't matter if it's the Ketoris of the Heichel, or even if it's the Ketoris of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you would have to remove yourself. Ubeina Ulam v'lamizbeach. But as it relates to the ear of Beina Ulam v'lamizbeach, Ein Parshin Ela B'Shas HaKtara, then you only have to go away B'Shas HaKtara of the Heichel, as opposed to at the Shas HaKtara of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if that's the case, really, what Rabbi Yossi just said in the Sefer is Mamish Rabbi Elazar. That was Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, even though Beina Ulam v'lamizbeach has Chumras, it's included in the Chaladim Le'yibayamayit, but it's only true with regards to the Ketoris of the Heichel, not with regards to the Ketoris of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi meant. When he said that Shaloi B'Shas HaKtara doesn't include, he meant the Shaloi B'Shas HaKtara of the Heichel, rather the Shas HaKtara of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's not what's included. But the Gemara says, it's still a little bit chaser, because Va'ika HaMailo, Dilo Me'Heichel Parshi Bein B'Ketusha Didei, Bein B'Ketusha D'Lefnai V'Lefnin, V'Ilu Me'Beinu Unu B'Lam Mizbeach, Loi Parshi Ela Me'Ketusha D'Heichel. How come the Gemara only mentioned that the difference between the Heichel and Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach is the Ketoris? I mean, the difference is the Ketoris of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What about the Zrikas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Meaning, Zilbasar Taima, if Rabbi Elazar is right, that even though Rabbi Yossi holds Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach is included B'chaladim Liya B'Yamoy, but it only means for the Avodah that was done in the Heichel, not the Avodah that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But what's the Svara? Because so far anyways, so why didn't he say also the Zrikas? So why are we only saying Shaloi B'Shas HaKtara, which we're explaining now means the Ketoris of the Lefnai V'Lefnim? L'chura, we should be more inclusive. We should include the Zrikas as well. Amar Rava, we did mean that. Shem Prisha Achasi. Shaloi B'Shas HaKtara, he meant the Ketoris of Lefnai V'Lefnim. But once you say the Ketoris of Lefnai V'Lefnim, at that point, we're able to figure it out by ourselves. And at that point, we should be able to know that it doesn't only mean that Bein Ulam V'Lamizbeach doesn't have Kedusha for V'Chalad Liyah Moed by the HaKtairis that was brought by Lefnai V'Lefnim, but it also means it doesn't have Kedusha with regards to V'Chalad Liyah Moed regarding the Zrikas that were brought Lefnai V'Lefnim. So again, the Gemara asked the Kashan Rabbi Elazar from an ambiguous Braisa, not an easy Cheshbon. There were three attempts. The first two would have really contradicted Rabbi Elazar's Shita, but at the very end, the Gemara was able to make this Braisa work even B'Shita's Rabbi Elazar. So now we can breathe a little bit, and from here until the end of the daf, the Gemara is just going to discuss a little bit Rabbi Yossi's shitas. Again, one of the things Rabbi Yossi said is that just like Bein Ulam v'Lamizbeach is included in the Issur v'Chal Adam Liya Bayamoyed as it relates to the Ketoris, at the time that the Ketoris is brought, no one's allowed to be in the Heichel, no one's allowed to be Bein Ulam v'Lamizbeach. The same is true with regards to the Parakoyim Mashiach, the Parhelm Davashot Tzibur, the Syria Avodah Zechavim, which we said were three karbonos that had in common that they had zrikas that were done in the Heichel. So when those zrikas were done, you had the same exact halachas. Amamar kach parshim b'shas matan parakoyim mashiach uparhelm davashot tzibur tzir avodah zechavim. Frank Gemara, no, how do you know? Mecha tasty. Where do you see that? Those karbonos are not mentioned in Parshas Achrimos. They're not in the void of Yom Kippur. So who said Bechlal? That's the question that we mentioned when we introduced this part of the sugya. The pasuk of Chaladam Liyah Bayomayit is a pasuk that's mentioned in the Parsha of the void on Yom Kippur. So why would you think this is included at all? Amar Rapadas said, Asi Kapar Yom Kippur. And it says Kapar by Yom Kippur? Clearly. And it says, kapara by these karbonis, we have a gzeirah shava to teach me that just the v'chaladam aliyah by amoyed regarding Yom Kippur, also v'chaladam aliyah by amoyed regarding this as well. Amar Rav Adabar Rahava. Another observation. Shema mino, mailois deiraisa. That Mishnah Masechtas Kehillim that talks about the 10 different mailois, 10 different levels of Kedusha, are they the Raisa diga mailois, or are they the Rabbanan diga mailois? Rav Adabar Rahava said, from this whole sugya, I think we can take away that it's a deiraisa. Why? V'hachi gmiralu. It must be some sort of halacha l'moshe mesina. Meaning, it's not mefurish in the Torah anywhere. It's not that kind of deiraisa, but it must be a Torah shabal peh. Deiraisa. These are the rabbanon. Because if it's the rabbanon, my shabbat on the mizbeach, tilma mikri v'aili. Rabbi Yossi seemed to include in the isvachal adam liyomayid irbein ulam v'lam mizbeach. He says, why? Why would he have included that? It's not deiraisa. When the Torah said v'chal adam liyomayid, it didn't mean bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. Elamai, he must be afraid that he's concerned. Tilma mikri v'aili. Someone by mistake is going to walk into the Heichel. Meaning, it's like a gedder. It's shnius la rayas. We don't want you in the Heichel, so we don't even want you beinu ulam v'le mizbech. So mikula zarim nami nefreshu. Dil mi mikru v'ayli. So then l'chura, this should be expanded to the entire azar. So what was Rav Adabar Rahava's point? He said, Bishlam, if it's a deiraisa, mefektesh kashas of a deiraisa. This is the gzeiras hakasav. If it's a the Rabbanon, however, then it doesn't make sense. Because why would Chazal be Geyser for the Irib in Ulam L'Mizbeach and not for the rest of the Azor? Oh, so he said, Shmami no, Milos De'Raisa. It must be the Milos De'Raisa. But the Gemara says, no, it's not Muchach, because Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach could be Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. There's more of a chashash that something's going to happen. Let's give it like Mifsik, Midi, because there's nothing in between you now and the Ulam, like Minker and Milso. As a result, there's a concern that maybe you're just going to walk in. But Azor, if you're in the rest of the Azor, Kim Dekim Mizbeach Achitz, and the Mafsik, being that the Mizbeach Achitz is blocking Minker and Milso, there's a hacker, and therefore over there we're not concerned. Amar Rava, Rava said, Shmamino, another takeaway. Kedushas Ulam, the Heichel Chodom Milso. So this is something that's discussed in many places in Shas, Erev and Daf Beis, and in other places, whether the Ulam had the same Kedusha of the Heichel or didn't have the Kedusha of the Heichel. So Rava said, I think another takeaway from the sugya is that Kedusha's Ulam the Heichel is the same Kedusha. These are what I say, Kedusha, because if you're going to tell me that there are two different Kedusha, it's an Ulam Gufek Zerev, an Ekev and Igzek Zerev, then I certainly don't understand the Bein Ulam and the Mizbeach. Again, assuming Bein Ulam and the Mizbeach is the Rabbanan, and all is Zerev. So don't be Bein Ulam and the Mizbeach. Zera, you may walk into the Heichel. No, it doesn't go. You can't just walk into the Heichel. You have to walk into the Ulam first. So if the Ulam is part of the Heichel, it's one Kedusha. Okay, then it's all one and the same. So then, if I'm Bein Ulam Mizbech, I walk into the Ulam, it's as if I walked into the Heichel. I violated the Chaladim Liyah by Yomayit. But if the Ulam and the Heichel are not the same, then just because I walked into the Heichel, I still didn't violate the Chaladim Liyah by Yomayit. So why do we have to make an extra Harchaka? Shouldn't the Ulam itself be the Harchaka? Don't be Bein Ulam Mizbech, because I might walk into the Heichel. Even if I walk into the Heichel, it's only right. It's the Chura. It itself is a Gzeira. So you usually don't make a gzera l'gzera. You don't take double precautions. So the Gemara says, no. Loi ulam ubeino ulam l'mizbeach chada kedushi. Heichav ulam shtei kedushi. So the Gemara gives a clever response. It's not muchach. Maybe really the ulam and the heichav are two separate kedushas. You know what's the same? Beino ulam v'lamizbeach, and the ulam is the same. And fakir, that's viewed as one big area. And therefore, once Chazal felt that there had to be a gzera, so the gzera was Beinu Ulam Ulam is Beach, and the Ulam, that's the area that you would not be allowed to be in. Exhale. So, intense daf related to a very straightforward halacha, and that is, it says in the Torah, the Chol Adam Lo Yiyeh Ba'ayol Mayin. And this is the halacha that's coming together with many of the Gemaras and the raid that we've spoken about, and that is, number one, it's not exclusive to Yom Kippur. That's one chiddush. We have Rabbi Yossi in a Mishnah, Masechtas Kehillim, and a Braisa with a whole discussion that it could be it's not only true for the Ayol Mayin, but it could be it's also true for the area that was Bein Ha'ulam v'Limizbeach. It's not only true b'Knisasai, it's true for the entire time. It wasn't only true for the Ayol Mayid that was in the Midbar, it was true for Mishkan Shiloh and for the Bati Mikdashim. But either way, that's the halacha of the Chol Adam Lo'yiyah v'Ayol Mayid. Rav Meir Shapira, in his Shailos HaTshuvos Oir HaMeir, this is in Tshuva Nun Beis, was asked a question from the Ravid of Stanislav. He sent a letter to Rav Meir Shapiro, he refers to him as Rav Avram Sholem, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, and his question was a bumbakasha. He said he went through the Sefer HaChinuch, that brings all the 613 mitzvahs, and he said he went through the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Chinuch and the Rambam, and all the Moinei HaMitzvahs they don't bring an iser of v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'ayom ayed. And he was matmiya. Says, I don't understand. It sounds like it's a loy saseh. V'chol adam loy is a magic word whenever it comes to mitzvahs. It says v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'ayom ayed, which means it's a loy saseh that you're not allowed to be in the ayom ayed. When? At the time that the certain avoid is taking place, whatever the exact avoidas are. A whole shulchan aruch, halachis and sugis and shas that describe this halacha. So he asked Rab Meir Shapiro that he doesn't understand why would the mayne a mitzvah not moina v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'ayom ayed. And Rami Shapiro said a pilpul to explain why it is that this wasn't mentioned. But the truth is, it could be there's a pashat mahalach based on Ray that we've spoken about. It says v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'ayom ayed. The Yerushalmi says that not only was a person not allowed to be in the ayom ayed, but a malach wasn't allowed to be in the ayom ayed either. What does a malach have to do with an Adam? It says v'chal Adam liya bayomai because it's a pasuk udmus pneyan pnei Adam. So you see that a malach is considered Adam, and it's because of that a malach wasn't allowed to be the reason. That was the Yerushalmi's kasha, the Talmidim of Rav Avoh, as we've mentioned many times. They asked Rav Avoh, that Shimon HaTzadik said to him when he used to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, there was always a zokein echad that came with him. He was dressed in white, and he used to come in with him. And he would go out with him. One year he was dressed in black, and he knew shana zuan imes. And so the Talmidim asked Rav Avoh, how did this story happen? V'chol Adam lo yiyah ba'ayom ayed. And even a malach's not allowed to be in the ayom ayed. Rabbi Shmuel told him, who said it was a malach? Ani Yomer was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I say it was the Shechina. We spoke about Tanya, of Tanya fame, Brochus Dav Zayin, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Ro'isi Akasrik El Ka Hashem Tzvakos, Shu Yoshev Al Kisei Rav Anisa. This happened on Yom Kippur. When he was nichnas lefnai v'lefnim, to bring the Ketayis. So that, of course, happened on Yom Kippur. So again, how was there a malach there? So it wasn't a malach, was it not a malach? Rabbi Sadi Goyen, all the raid that we spoke about, but that's clear. The chol adam lo yiyah ba'oil moyed doesn't just mean a person, but it means a malach as well. So somebody once asked Rav Chaim Briska, he says, I don't understand. The Torah is talking to malachim? Since when do you find that malachim are mechuyev mitzvahs? The chol adam lo yiyah ba'oil moyed, a malach, you should know that you have to stay away from the oil moyed. Since when does the Torah talk to a malach? So someone asked Reb Chaim that he doesn't understand. The chol adam for sure doesn't mean malach. Because the Torah is talking to us, and the Torah was given to us, wasn't given to the malach. And Moshe Rabbeinu, B'shar Shalom, Moshe Lamar, we had to fight it out. But eventually we got the Torah. So the Torah is for us. So if the Torah is for us, how could the chol adam layir ba'yomayit mean a malach? So Reb Chaim said that the chol adam layir ba'yomayit is nitkain iser. The chol adam layir ba'yomayit is a halacha in kachim. There's a halacha. V'chol adam lo yiyah ba'ayom ayed b'vayu l'chaper b'kodesh. And if a person will be in the ayom ayed b'vayu l'chaper b'kodesh, it's going to be a psul in the avoida that the Kohen Gadol is doing. And that's what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk didn't mean iser. The pasuk meant psul. So said Rav Chaim, if what the pasuk means is psul, so it can include a malach as well. So says if a malach is going to be in the ayom ayed, that also has the ability to pasul the avoida. If it's an iser, then you're right. What is iser have to do in a malach? But it's not an iser. What it is a halach. It's a din. It's a psul in tzuras avoida, in kashrus avoida. In order for the avoida to be kosher, you have to check off the box. You have to make sure v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'yomayit. So to the extent that there's an adam, and that can mean even a malach is dus mei pnei adam. So then already that's going to be a psul in the avoida. That's Reb Chaim said. We shtel su this Reb Chaim earlier in the Masechta, where the Gemara told the story that there was a tzedoki that he brought the k'tayres as the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, k'derech shad tzedokim, bring it. And when he came out, his father asked him, he said, what are you doing? He says, you're going against the Prushan. Said, kol yom ha'yoisim mitztar, masa yovel liyodev ha'kaimenu. He gives him this whole dramatic piece. He's been waiting his whole life to bring the k'tayres the wrong way on Yom Kippur. This is the moment he's been waiting for. He finally has the opportunity. He shouldn't do it. And then the Gemara says that there's two versions of what happened after that. One version was they found him on the side of in the Heichel, and he had a footprint in his forehead, and it was the footprint of a calf. Literally, he was taken out by a calf. The Gemara says, what happened? What, there was the animal went and killed him? No, it was a malach. Because the apostle, someone that says that the feet of the malachim, they look like the feet of the agala. Freak the Ritva says, I understand. There was a malach in the Heichal. What happened to V'chal Adam L'Yabayomai? So we suggested then that if V'chal Adam L'Yabayomai is an Isser, so you're right, maybe it's a Kasha. How could the malach have been there? But Reb Chaim said V'chal Adam L'Yabayomai is Nishkain Isser. What V'chal Adam L'Yabayomai is a T'nai in the Kashas of the Avodah. That if there's an Adam in the Yabayomai, the Avodah is Nishkain Avodah. Is this Avodah an Avodah anyways? He brought the Ketores exactly in the antithesis way of the way you're supposed to bring it. He brought it in the wrong way. So it was Saving not an avodah, so why can't a malach be there? Meaning, the malach doesn't have an iser. This is not tariyak mitzvahs that bind the malach. This is a halacha that the malach walks in, he messes up the avodah, but he wasn't messing up the avodah because the avodah was messed up anyways. That's why it was allowed to be there. But either way, this was Reb Chaim's teretz. Reb Chaim said, "V'chal adam liyir ba'oil moed is not an iser. V'chal adam liyir ba'oil moed is a halach and kachin that if there's someone inside the oil moed, that messes up the avodah. The fizet poshut, it's miyushiv." It's Meyushev, the Kasha, that derived from Stanislav S. Ramey Shapiro, and the Ramey Shapiro was mefalfalin in Shalos Shuvas Ay Ramey Simen Nundes. It's Kimin Chaimer. You want to know why the Moine HaMitzvahs didn't bring it? After Reb Chaim's Lundes. That's why the Moine HaMitzvahs didn't bring it. They didn't bring it, but it's a Nitkain Isser. If it was an Isser, then it should be brought in the Moine HaMitzvahs. It's a halacha. It's a din. It's a sif katon in Avoida. That if there's an Avoida taking place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or in the Echol, then there's a Tanai, v'chaladom layir bayomayim. And if somebody's there, it's going to mess up the Avodah. But it's not an Isser. And because it's not an Isser, so it's for that reason it's not included in the Moine HaMitzvahs, the Chura, Pasha to Teretz, that is Kasha, the Rameh Shapiro was mefalfalin. But just Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. I saw in the Sefer Imre Das, that's also from Rameh Shapiro, Al HaTorah. So in Parshas Achri Mois on the Pasuk, V'chol Adam La'yir Ba'oyo Moed, he says a Hergish Nifla. He said, what's the reason for it? Why is it that V'chol Adam La'yir Ba'oyo Moed? So he says the Kohen Gadol was the Shliach Tzibur. His job was to represent the Jewish people. This is the holiest day of the year. This is also a day where Klal Yisrael can get kapara. And the Kohen Gadol has a responsibility. He has an obligation to represent the Yidden. He's going to go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where he has a special Kohen HaTfil, as we're going to learn about. And this is his moment where he has to represent the Jewish people. So said Rameh Shapiro, a manik cannot focus disproportionately on any individual. A manik has to understand that his job is to be there for every single yid. I feel the Ritzech B'shoigig, like Rameh Shapiro said on his hesped on the Chafetz Chaim. It doesn't matter who this person is. The manik has a responsibility to be there for anybody. So he says, if the Kohen Gadol, who is the Shushbina, the Matronisa, he's the Shliach Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, if he would walk into Lefnai V'Lefnin and he would see somebody, there would be a person in the Oyel Moed, you know what would happen? He would think about that person. And when he thought about that person would be on his mind. You can't have any yachid on your mind. You have to be thinking of the whole Jewish people. This is not a time to be singling out anybody. It says it doesn't matter who that person is. And he says not only is it not a time to single out a yachid, but he wrote it's not a time to single out a kita. It's not a time to single out even a group of yachidim. It's not about any yachid or any group of yachidim. It's about every single yid equally. And that's why the chaladam liyir bayomayid, because if he's going to see a kohen or a levi or the skan kohen gadol, the roish beizav, it doesn't matter how chashav and not chashav the person is, he's going to suddenly notice this person. It's going to take away from the tzibur. And the job of the Kohen Gadol, said Rameh Shapiro and Imre Das, is to focus on the tzibur. I see we have a little bit of time. So just to end off with one last hergish, and this is very much al derech drush. So again, we're talking about v'chal adam liyir bayomayid, and it means not only is a person not allowed to be in the ayomayid, but v'chal adam liyir bayomayid means that even a malach was not allowed to be in the ayomayid. So somebody mentioned on after the shir, a few days ago, a beautiful Marim Makim. It's in the Vilna Goyen, in his Pirish on Shir HaShirim. It's in Perigimel. So the pasuk over there says, "Apiryon aso loy hamelech shloimoy me'atzei halavonoy." So the Goyen teaches the pasukim, and he says that "Apiryon aso loy hamelech shloimoy" is referring to the Mishkan. Me'atzei halavonoy, da'atzei shitim. Those were the crushing, those were the beams that made up the soyed of the Mishkan. And then the pasuk continues and says, Amudav asa kesef, refidasoy zav, merkava yargaman, toichai ratzav ahava, mibnais Yerushalayim. And again, the Vilna Gaon goes through each word and what exactly it means, and he describes that it's referring to different things, the materials that were used to make up the Mishkan. So Apirion Aslei HaMelech Shom Yatzal Avon is referring to the Mishkan, and then the next pasuk Amud Avasa Kesev Refidasa Izav Merkava Yargaman Toichei Ratzav Ahava Mibnayt Yerushalayim. So says the Vilna Gaon, what's Argaman? What is Argaman referring to? So he says Hema Yerios. It's referring to the curtains. Now the curtains were made up of Teila Shani and Tcheles and Zav and Argaman. They were made up of a lot of different colors. So why did we single out Argaman? So it says the Vilna Gaon, for Amar Argaman, Shezeu Hamufcha Shebekulam. Because Argaman is the choicest of the group. Argaman, the Rishonim already say, was the royal garb. Argaman Choshev Shebekulam Shu Levush Malchus. It's a Lashon in Bamidbar Rabbah Yud Beis. So the Malachim used to wear Argaman. It was considered a royal color. And Argaman, from all these different colors, even more Choshev than the gold. So that's why in Shir HaShirim, Shleim HaMelech singles out Argaman. Amud Avasa Kesev Refidasa Izav Merkavei Argaman. Even though Argaman is really only one of the materials that made up the Yerios, but it was the most Choshev. And because it's the most Choshev, so therefore it gets singled out. And then says the Vilna Gaon, but there's a little bit of a deeper reason for why Argaman was singled out. He says, because Argaman has a Rosh HaTevis. Argaman heim arba chayos ha-merkava. Argaman is the Rosh HaTevis for the four chayos, the four malachim that make up the merkava. The Aleph is the Malach Ariel. The Reish is the Malach Rafael. The Gimel is the Malach Gavriel. The Men is the Malach Michael. And what's the Nun? So the Nun is the Malach Nuriel. But the Gaon says that the Harishon the Ha'achron hu Echad. That Uriel and Uriel are really one and the same. And in the footnotes, they bring from a whole bunch of Kabbalistic sources that the Leshem and its Mavur and all the Sifrei Kabbalah, that really the Aleph and the Lamed, Uriel and Uriel, they're two different names really to describe the same Malach. So the reason Argama was singled out is because in the Mishkan, not only was there the color Argaman, but there's a remez, there's a pnimius hatayra to the word Argaman, and it's the Malach Uriel, Raphael, Gavriel, and Michal. And the pasuk continues. The very next pasuk in Shir HaShirim, everyone knows this pasuk. Te'eno re'eno benois tziyon, ba melech shloima, ba atara she'itra le'imoi, b'yoyim chasunasai, u'b'yoyim simchasidus. So the Gaon continues to be mefarish the pasuk al derechse. We're talking about the Mishkan. But just listen to the first line. I'm going to stop here. The first line. He says, te'eno re'eno, pirish, ki ksiv v'chol adam lo'yiyah ba'ayomai. V'chol adam la'yir ba'yamay. V'amru chazal, afilu chayis ha-kodesh. T'chsiv u'dmus p'neyem p'ney adam. V'zeu tsenu re'enu b'noy siyen. So you know what the pasuk is saying is that the Malach of Gavriel and Michal and Raphael and Uriel are Argaman, they were all in the Mishkan, but there was a time that Se'enu Renu B'noi Sin, where they weren't allowed to be there. Because there's a time, V'chol Adam La'yi Yomai Yomai. So the Argaman, which is the fabric, literally, of the Mishkan, has to walk out. Argaman can't be here. Because Argaman is a remez to the four malachim, and the four malachim can't be there during certain times. Kinksiv, because the pasuk says, V'chol Adam La'yiya Ba'yomai. The Magia here in the Mosadar of Cook version of the Vilna Gaon explains that he's referring back to the Argaman, that the Argaman is the four malachim. So Tzenu Rena Benoit Siyim Ba'melech Shloima is referring to the Argaman. The Argaman has to leave. So I was just thinking, Pashat al Derech Adrush. Nothing more. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Hayris, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. The Mishnah over there is discussing that the kavod that you have to give it to a kohen, stating that the Mishnah says, Amhoyim Mamzer Talmud Chacham. If you have a Talmud Chacham, that's Leider Amamzer. V'kohen Gadol Amaretz. And you have a kohen Gadol, which is Leider Amaretz. So who comes first? Who has the Mishpat HaMechayr? It says the Mishnah, Mamzer Talmud Chacham Koidim the Kohen Gadol HaMa'aretz. Up to Gemara, Minani Mili, how do you know this? Omer Achav Rab Chaninat, Omer Akrobi, because the Pasuk says, Yikarihim Mepninim. Torah is more yoker, it's more precious than Pninim. What does that mean? Mikoin Gadol Shenichnas Lefnai Velefnim. That when a person learns Torah, it has a chashivos, it has a maila over the Kohen Gadol HaNichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. So of course, there's a lot of pshat and remez and soyin and drush in terms of understanding why you kari him epninim. Someone that learns Torah is more chashiv than the Kohen Gadol that enters Lefnai V'Lefnim. But Alpi Darkeinu, raid that we've spoken about a lot over the years, we've mentioned so many times the brother of the Maral who said that when a person learns Gemara, he's zaycha to a heavenly escort. Gemara's Rosh HaTevis Gavriel Michael Rifal and Ariel. And when a person learns Torah, he has the schos of Mimini Michal, Mismaili Gavriel, Mufane Ariel, Meachaira Rifal, Vaurosh Shchinas Kel. Every time a person learns a black Gemara, even not Gemara, but a person learns Torah, he has the escort of the angels of Mimini Michal, Mismaili Gavriel, Mufane Ariel, Umeachaira Rifal. When the Kohen Gadol went Lefnai Velefnim, V'chol adam lo yiyah ba'ayol mayit. Tzenu renu b'noi siyem ha-melech shleima. Argaman! Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Uriel, they had to leave. They weren't allowed to be there. The Kohen Gadol was on his own. When a person learns Torah, it's Yikari b'pninim. Because when a Yid sits and he steigs and he schwitzes over Yuma Dafnem Dali, goes through a hard braisa with three different ways to understand it and to try to figure out if it is a kasher in Rabbi Lazar, it's not a kasher in Rabbi Lazar. That exercise, it triggers, it unleashes. Mimini Michal, Mismaili Gavriel, Mufane Ariel, Me'achir Arifal. It's literally, you're bringing, Bruchim HaBoim, you're bringing these malachim into your world. When the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was Seischem L'Shalom, it was Senor Re'enav Naisir, Mabalach Shleimah. Taikar Gomon, those four malachim that a Yid Zaychetu, when he learns Torah, that the Kohen Gadol didn't have. Just another knetch in your Karihim Apninim. When you learn Torah, you have the Shmir of the Malachim, and that's Yoker Mikayin Gadol, Shenichnas Lefnai Velefnim.